Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
We got Spos in here on a Friday, a feel-good Friday, the last feel-good Friday of 2023. Feel-good Friday, Tara, what are you feeling good about?
I am feeling good about heading into the new year, 2024. I have some awesome trips planned, so I'm really excited for that.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go to Belize and Cozumel, and then I'm going to also go to Vegas. So places that I've never been before, and I'm really excited.
You are the richest broke person I've ever met.
Well, I was talking to Ryan the other day because we were talking about, you know, Christmas bonuses and whatnot. And I was saying, oh, yeah, I never spent mine from last year. Like, I squirrel my money, like any extra money that I get through birthdays, bonuses, any live broadcast that we do that we get a check for. Like, I never spend it. And it goes into a fun account is what I call it. So that when the time comes and the opportunity presents itself, I say, yeah, I can go.
Wow. It's incredible.
Well, also, I'm only doing kids.
Yeah, I'm only doing that
because I guess no kids.
I'm young now and I'm never going to be this young again. And I want to travel as much as I can before I want to settle down and have a family and buy a house.
Smart. You didn't do the accidentally have a kid really young plan.
I did not.
All right.
Feel good Friday. Feeling good about some trips coming up. All right. What are you feeling good about, Spos?
I have no trips planned. I'm not feeling good about that, but I am feeling good about... Looks like I need to save them. I am feeling good. I've been finishing up this album that I'm about to put out in February, and I was just like listening to it on the way up here even, and I sent it out to a few people in the last couple days who are unattached to it to hear their perspective, and my friend Kyle said, best record yet.
Really?
So I'm taking that and running with it. So
okay.
Best Spos album ever coming soon.
When do we get to hear it?
I could send it to you today.
Okay.
Ooh. So I'm stoked about that.
All right. I don't know if I can keep it a secret until, when does it come out? February 14th?
15th, yeah.
15th?
You couldn't keep it a secret. If you drop some...
He has a problem with secrets.
I do too. I'm incapable of keeping them. It's been a problem actually this week in my life. If I send it to you and you leak it and drop bombs on it and you're like, exclusive new Spos.
Yeah.
Hot Radio Maine. Yeah, that's what I would be fine
with.
Damn,
son, where'd you find this one?
That's what I need.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, send us the link. I'm excited to hear it. We've seen everything. We've drank the beer. We've seen the artwork.
The music
now
better back it up.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say one more thing I'm stoked about is tennis season starts today.
Oh, it does?
They work these tennis people real hard. They have like, I think, a month off.
Yeah, I think of summertime for tennis.
Right. It is summertime in Australia.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the Australian Open starts in like a week and a half, but there's like a lead-up tournament. And Naomi Osaka, maybe my favorite female tennis player, is back after having a baby.
She's going to do it.
And she's coming out swinging. And
she's been training with your guy.
With my guy, Nick Kyrgios. Yeah, she's been training with Nick Kyrgios, which pisses off the tennis, you know, regular
enthusiasts.
People, because they're both
traditionalists.
Yeah, they're traditionalists is exactly the word, because Naomi Osaka is, you know, a rebel, and Nick Kyrgios is violent.
It's a wild man.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good Friday for me. I'm excited for this weekend. I got a couple gigs going into New Year's Eve, the last two of the year. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Henry's Public House, filling in for JC for his Saturday sessions. And it's going to be my first time out there. So always good to play a new spot. And
where is it at?
It's the old Bolfini's.
Oh, dope. Yeah, so, on Commercial Street.
Yeah, the old Bolfini's. And then on New Year's Eve, back on Wharf Street at Oasis, bringing in 2024.
Wow.
So, should be a good time.
Not to spoiler alert, but what do you play at midnight?
Man, I've been thinking about it. I don't know.
That's a good question.
What's the midnight? Usually I play like the biggest song from the year, but...
Ski-yee!
You can't play Calm Down at midnight.
Can't play Calm Down at midnight. Ski-yee.
Honestly, Ski-yee might go off.
11 on Me is pretty big right now, maybe.
By Jack Harlow.
Yeah, Jack Harlow. Yeah. I don't know. I have to look at it. But I like to play something like up-tempo and fun. So I'll have to do
party
some
rock anthem. Here we go.
Yeah, I haven't really figured that out yet. We'll see. It'll be a surprise for midnight.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Maine election officials have removed Donald Trump from the 2024 primary ballot. Maine is the second state after Colorado to bar Trump based on the 14th Amendment, which bans individuals who have, quote, engaged in insurrection from running. Most likely he will appeal.
Is this real?
Yeah. Well, Colorado already put him back on the ballot.
Right.
And so yeah. Maine was kind of following in the same footsteps. I just think it's going to cause outrage and chaos, and he's going to wind up back on the ballot anyways.
I just think with every situation like this, it just strengthens his power.
That they would be like, oh, he can't. It's like the Trumpers are like, you know, oh, they don't even want us to be able to vote for him. So it's just even more reason that they would, because they don't want it. I won't do what you tell me. However, this will probably end up in all these appeals, like you said, and
it'll end up back on
the ballot. However, I'm all about banning Trump from running, but I'm also all about banning not only Trump, but the Republican Party and the Democratic Party and Genocide Joe.
So who gets to run?
Real people.
RFK?
No, real actual people who represent us and not the corporations who pay for the Democrats and the Republicans. They don't represent us.
I couldn't. I would have a Nikki Haley moment, and they'd say, what started the Civil War? And I'd be like, the Civil War. Have you seen that everywhere?
Slavery?
Everyone's turning on it. Yeah, because she wouldn't say slavery.
Oh. Well, you could say slavery, I think, is the right answer.
No, but I'm saying,
I don't know if you would have a Nikki Haley moment.
Yeah, I mean, you think you have to be a legit bad person.
I think you got
to
give yourself a little more credit than
really?
That.
Really? You don't think that I'd be put on the spot and they'd ask me a question and I wouldn't be able to think right away? And then I'd be canceled? Everyone's turning on her now.
I just trust literally every other person more than politicians. So But I legit think that the two-party system is a scam, and I think they should both be banned from running for office.
I think in that instance, by the way, they said, what about slavery? And then she dodged it.
Okay.
I think, and you would have been like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, next question.
Yeah. Moving along. Maine State Police canceled the Amber Alert that scared the ish out of me last night. For 3-year-old Angie Rodondi, just after 12:40 a.m., Angie and her mother were found safe. Not too many details there, but
I need more details.
At least there's a good ending. Yeah, I mean, everybody's phone went off. I got the sound. You got the sound. You didn't get the sound.
No, but I was on my phone, so it just dropped down like a notification.
It was terrifying. I was like, oh, is it happening? Is it going down? Is it, what's the name of the Netflix movie?
Leave the World Behind.
Is it Leave the World Behind right now?
That's how we're going to find out about it.
I know.
Is an alert on
right
the
before
phone.
Our phones go out.
Scary stuff.
For good.
Cannabis odor from grow facilities in the Pine Point area has upset residents for years. So starting last winter, the Scarborough Town Council set a series of moratoriums, basically putting a pause on new cannabis cultivation license in the Pine Point area. The latest is set to expire in February, and the council is scrambling to have a new plan in place so more don't come to the area. Some members want the grow facilities completely out of Pine Point. The members of the town council and the local residents think it's too smelly.
That doesn't really surprise me.
That's like a rich people area.
Yeah.
They don't want the cannabis riffraff.
It's too loud.
Too loud. What is like the HVAC system to grow the weed?
No, isn't that what they say when the weed is weed smells
too
great?
Too loud.
It's too loud.
It's loud. Yeah, yeah. Make it worse.
Come on, don't you have your own strain
Sorry,
coming out?
Sorry, yeah. It's early. It's early. Jeez.
Tomorrow is National Bacon Day, and Wendy's is celebrating by offering 1 cent bacon cheeseburgers. Forget about that dollar menu. This is the 1 cent menu.
Think of all the places Tara's going to go by saving money on this one.
December. Well, I have to make a confession. I don't like bacon on my cheeseburgers.
Well, just take it off. It's 1 cent.
Whoa. I'm pro bacon on cheeseburgers, but I'm fine. I don't need bacon.
I wouldn't pay extra for it, but if it's 1 cent, you can throw that bacon on
there. A
little
extra protein.
Yeah, so 1 cent cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger is December 30th through January 2nd to celebrate. And you got to have the Wendy's Rewards Program, which you can get through their website or their app. You just add the deal to your digital order, and there you go. 1 cent bacon cheeseburger.
I feel like sometimes when I'm like, I'll try it again and see if I like it now. You either get a really good crunchy piece of bacon or you get the soggy, ripply, fatty
Dunkin' Donuts bacon.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
And I need it to be crispy.
Nothing at Dunkin' Donuts ever has any crunch to it.
Yeah. Can I get
The hash browns.
No, the hash browns are the soggiest of them all. That's immediately what my mind was thinking.
Sometimes they're a little sometimes well done.
Good. I've never got a good hash brown at Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
There are. I mean, shout out.
I get them all the time. I don't know what
the
you're
best
talking about.
Hash browns are McDonald's hash browns, although they're so greasy.
I love McDonald's hash browns.
Shout out McDonald's hash browns.
They're always consistent, and I always enjoy them.
I feel like they've gotten even greasier, or maybe I'm just getting older.
Dunkin' Donuts get mushed in the bottom of the bag. I don't know.
They are like a go-to if I like need some sort of food. I'm like, I'll take an order of hash browns as well. Something you said, Tara, though, was like, maybe I'll try it now and see if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a question you could do sometime. Is like, what's something you
continually try?
Because for me, it's lobster rolls. I'm like, let me try it now and see if it's not absolutely disgusting. Nope, still gross. Still disgusting.
Mine would be buffalo sauce.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez.
On chicken, on pizza, I always go to it and I go, I want to like it because you're supposed to like it as a guy. I feel like society puts those norms
spicy
on us. Yeah, it must.
Football,
beer, wings,
Sunday.
Football, buffalo sauce. And
my daughter's not listening. She's a buffalo sauce addict.
Really?
Yeah. Lily's a buffalo tenders. Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
I can't do it. I mean, I try. Like, literally, I would say every other month I try something buffalo.
Maybe we do have a topic in this.
Man. Wow, you try a lot.
Yeah.
You really want to believe.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to conform to society's norms and it just can't, it won't work for me. Last thing for five things. Sunday, New Year's Eve. What's everybody doing? Goodbye, 2023. Sheesh. Hello, 2024. What are you doing? You're watching ABC Dick Clark?
I already told you. I'm hanging out with Dick Clark and making pigs in a blanket.
His frozen head.
Yeah, I'm just hanging with the kids and we'll see who makes it to midnight. Normally there's like one of them.
That was always the goal as a kid, right? Yeah. See if you could stay up to midnight.
Yeah. There's Daisy, my youngest, will stay
the
up.
Youngest has
the
stamina.
She's the one. She is, doesn't, I don't even know how to explain this child. I just know she's going to be up at midnight.
Everybody else
conked
out.
Cal's out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a DJ in the airport or else I would be asleep as well. That is five things you need to know. Made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Injured in an accident, call Joe today for a free case evaluation. 207, call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Man.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard says there was one artist who helped her get through tough times behind bars. Any guesses?
Well, I already know. I'm a Gypsy Rose fan. I know everything about her.
I don't know who Gypsy Rose is. Could I get like one context clue about her before I guess who the artist is?
She killed her mother.
What? Like, is she
inspired to kill her mother?
What does she look like?
She
well, at the time she looked like
Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, you're right.
Oh, okay.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
But there's more context to the she killed her. She didn't. She.
No, her mom made her believe that she was really sick and basically dying her whole life, and they scammed the system, and they got stuff through Make-A-Wish, and they got a house built through Habitat for Humanity. And the whole time it was a lie. And she found out that her mom had been lying to her.
Basically drugging her, right?
Everything. Terrible things. Doctor's visits. Forging
Isn't this what Eminem's mom did to him? Munchausen syndrome or something? Where you like...
Oh, I didn't know this happened to
Eminem. That's that whole cleaning out my closet. The Eminem song, I feel like, is all about like...
I don't know if it was...
drugging him and saying, you know, and...
I don't know if it was to this extent, but...
Yeah, no, this sounds way worse.
In the end, wasn't it she had a boyfriend at the time and convinced the boyfriend to kill her mom? Yes.
Whoa.
So she just got out. I think she spent, 7 years in prison? Gypsy says she and Taylor have both been through their own eras, and Taylor's music carried her through some of the best and worst times of her life.
How did you guess it was Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I was like, I just thought it was absurd. Like, I thought it would be just too crazy that someone would be
just crazy enough.
Her eras were like my murder era, my prison era. Yes.
And now when did she get out this week, right?
Yesterday.
Gypsy would spend the money her father sent her in prison on Taylor's album. She bought every single one, even the re-releases. And Gypsy's hoping she can meet Taylor at Sunday's Kansas City Chiefs game.
That's a quick turnaround.
Her husband, Ryan, already bought tickets.
Straight out of jail.
First weekend.
She's
out on
going
bail to the Chiefs game.
She's going to the Chiefs game, yeah.
She's now in her, I don't know, her lover era, her folklore era.
She's going to try to tweet Taylor when she gets to the game and see if they can set something up.
I don't know if Taylor's team would think this is going to be good for her.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
This might not be good press.
You know everything about this story, right? Yeah. So Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the boyfriend's still behind bars. So how did this husband happen?
Ooh.
Through prison, writing letters.
So that's that was my guess.
Yeah.
And he had like a camera crew there when he went and picked her up.
I gotta look her up.
That was his camera crew? I thought it was paparazzi.
Oh, was it paparazzi?
Maybe she's doing her own documentary because her story's been told so many times. So maybe she's going to do her own.
I never watched that Hulu docuseries.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Earlier this week, Trina claimed Beyonce was the number one female rapper when she does rap. And she received a lot of backlash for her comments.
Who said this?
Trina.
Said Beyonce is the number one
female rapper,
when she raps.
When she raps.
Agreed.
And Trina took to Instagram after the backlash to respond. She doubled down on several different posts. One of them said, for the dusty, crusty, funky beep. In the back, Beyonce is the queen of rap when she raps in all other genres of music. I said what I said.
Period. Yeah, all day.
Thoughts, feelings, concerns.
You ever heard the Carters album?
I love the Carters album.
It's the most underrated album of the 2010s.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I don't know why it wasn't on the top 100 albums of the year. It wasn't even on it.
Crazy.
Most people. But Beyonce outraps everyone.
Did that album come out after we found out that Jay-Z cheated on her? Did that come out after Lemonade?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the reconciliation here.
I feel
we're
like
together
that's
now.
Why not as many people listen, because they're like, no, actually, we're still not happy.
You were still mad at Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
We will not support.
I don't even think Beyonce was still mad when Lemonade came out.
I don't even know if it really happened.
Right.
Who knows? They're just marketing geniuses.
But Trina's point is fair. If you go back and listen to even like Destiny's Child stuff, nobody in R&B is doing those level of flows. Like Say My Name. Go listen to Say My Name. Like just like any of those Destiny's Child songs. So Beyonce rapping, out rapping everyone. She was on the Megan Thee Stallion.
Savage Remix.
Savage Remix. One of my favorite Beyonce joints is the joint with her and Nicki Minaj.
Feeling Myself.
Feeling Myself, which my favorite video of all time. Beyonce is a great rapper. I agree.
Cardi B, LL Cool J have been added to Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. This lineup's getting stacked. We just announced...
is it so last minute?
Post
Dick
Malone.
Clark dead?
Dick Clark, I don't know if he's dead or like...
He's still rocking.
He's frozen or something. I have no idea. He's not hosting. It's just his production team that puts it together. Ryan Seacrest hosts. The lineup includes Post Malone, New Jeans, Ivy Queen, Aqua, going to do Barbie Girl, Doechii, Ellie Goulding, Green Day, Janelle Monáe, Bebe Rexha, Nile Rodgers with Chic, Paul Russell, Renee Rapp with Coco Jones, and 30 Seconds to Mars. So you can add Cardi B and LL Cool J to that lineup as well.
I think he died in 2012.
Damn, okay. That was 11 years ago?
We're talking about Dick Clark, the American television and radio personality, right?
Correct.
Yes, is that
correct?
The first line?
Not Dick Clark from Pornhub. Okay. The headliners of this are huge.
Yeah.
Post Malone, Cardi B. I forget who else you would. Maybe 30 Seconds to Mars. I don't know.
Green Day.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like
Green Day?
There's no competition this year.
For them?
New Year's Eve show?
The only thing is CNN.
Well, CNN.
This is CNN's?
No, this is ABC.
Oh.
But so you got ABC. It's not actually competition because there's no musical performances on CNN.
Right.
Yeah, because they don't. Because it's on a Sunday this year. So what is it? Has Sunday Night Football? The other is
NBC?
It NBC?
Oh, yes,
so
it is NBC.
This is the show.
So NBC is going to be playing football, and they don't have any programming set for.
That's kind of dope, though. That there's a football game on, but
it won't be on in Tara's house. She's already made that very clear.
She's already committed to Dick Clark.
I am.
Who she just found out died today. Who we all
about
just
the
found
radio
out.
And television
yeah,
personality.
Thanks. Let's rewind that.
Kevin Hart is suing YouTuber Tasha Kay for extortion after she allegedly threatened to drop a bombshell interview with the actor's former assistant unless he paid a six-figure ransom. Hart says the YouTuber said she would publish the interview unless Hart paid a ransom of $250,000, warning the actor that the interview about his marriage and business dealings would be damaging to his reputation. Tasha then posted a teaser for the video, which included her saying, "When you don't pay, we have to get money by any means necessary." Hart is suing both Tasha K and his former assistant for extortion and invasion of privacy.
Is the interview out?
I don't believe the interview's out.
Isn't this is Tasha K the one that Cardi B sued?
She's controversial. I know she's had some issues in the past. I think it's wild. Just drop the interview or don't. But when you're starting to extort people for money, I think that's when it becomes an issue.
And Kevin Hart really spinning this one the other way, because like it's essentially supposed to be like a character assassination on him, but he's like, no, it's you who's bad.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the full interview isn't out, just the snippets, because we haven't heard any of the stuff that would be so damaging to his reputation so far, although we know some stuff that's damaging to his reputation.
Right. I do feel like there's a certain amount of money you get to where you do all sorts of sketchy stuff and you just pay to have it all covered up like Puff Daddy.
I guess, but $250,000, he's like, nah, I'm not going to do it for that. You know that's probably easy for him to pay, right?
Right, I assume.
What does she mean when she says, when you don't pay, we have to get money by any means necessary? Is she talking about Kevin Hart?
I'm assuming that she's saying, if you don't pay the ransom, then we're going to drop the interview and get money off of views or something like that. That would be how I would read it. The Rock posted a video, Kevin Hart's friend, unrelated to Kevin Hart's situation. He posted a video earlier this week claiming that he was trying In-N-Out Burger for the first time. That turned out to be untrue. In fact, this was the third time he's mentioned going to In-N-Out for the first time. And all
love the internet.
I like this.
The fact that people remember this.
Not even remember it, but they brought it all up. All the Instagram posts are still up on his page, and you can look at all of them.
Why is he saying it?
That makes me want to lie about something on social media.
So Dwayne posted a video on Instagram in August of 2022 documenting a cheat meal of In-N-Out Double Doubles fries and his own brand of tequila. And then he also posted about his first In-N-Out experience back in 2017. And that time he took a selfie with a couple In-N-Out employees at the drive-through window. And he also commented on that, saying that his wife and kids were craving the In-N-Out. So that's why he went there for his first time on that one. So there's three posts claiming to be his first time at In-N-Out over the last five or so years on his Instagram now.
That is so bizarre.
Shout out In-N-Out Burger, though.
Shout out his wife. I graduated college with her.
The Rock's wife?
So crazy.
At Emerson?
At Emerson, yes.
You know her?
We
know her. She's in the friend circle. Like, one of her best friends is the girl that says, D-Lon.
No way.
Yeah.
That's sick.
You should text her and say, why is your husband lying about burgers?
I'll text her friend and be like, hey, can you ask
her? We need to clear some things up here.
I'm going to post a pic tomorrow. I'll be like, first time at L.L. Bean.
Okay, but now that I've had a few moments where I've seen people, celebrities, influencers get busted for lying, and it happens almost in every single post that they make, it's like half the truth, and I just don't understand why. Because it makes it more entertaining for us as a viewer. Like, we're like, oh, no way. Well, no way. It's your first time?
Here's a little interesting added background. Anthony Bourdain. You know him?
R.I.P.
He once said he would get more likes on Instagram posts about In-N-Out than pics with huge celebs.
That's crazy.
So maybe The Rock is just thirsty for the clicks.
Relatable In-N-Out Burger. I will say, when I was briefly famous for I'm Awesome, the song, they flew us to Los Angeles or California. They flew us to Sacramento and picked us up in a limousine. Ooh. Me and Cam Groves in a limo. And we are the trashiest people who've ever been in a limousine. But we immediately made the limousine go to In-N-Out Burger.
Naturally.
It would, like, and so it parked in the driveway and we get out and it's just us.
And what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. I'd already had In-N-Out Burger before that.
So you just wanted it.
But I just was like, oh, we landed and it was funny. It was like funny that we would go.
Your honesty, you could have just pretended right
there.
It was your first time. Well, and you pulled up in a limousine.
Next time I go, it'll be my first time.
He's so real.
He's just so real.
That this whole story just reminded me of SZA on
lying about
Twitter.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Still love her though.
She was like, I've never owned a TV. And then there's pictures of SZA with a TV in her room.
I've never owned a TV.
Soulja Boy dropped one of the first ever viral hits with Crank That. Ooh. And in a new interview, he claims that the song would be even bigger if it was released today, considering the support of TikTok and other social media platforms.
He's not wrong.
My kids like request this song in the car.
Yeah.
15, 20 years after, I don't know when it came out, but like want to hear it all the time. And for me, it just is so repetitive. It's like 4 minutes long too. It's long. And it's like just the same thing over and over and over and over again. The beat never changes. And I just can't do it anymore.
I disagree. I don't think it would be as big if it dropped today.
What?
I think attention span is too short. This thing spent 7 weeks at number one on the Hot 100. And this was also when people were buying CDs and digital copies and ringtones.
Drake.
And all of that. He's done pretty well off of it. If Spose's kids are still requesting it in the car to this day, I think he should be happy with the success. I don't think, I'm not saying it wouldn't be big if he dropped it today, but I don't think it would be as crazy as it
I think went. To be honest, I don't know if it would, because you know the thing it's missing along, this is also what the song I'm Awesome was missing, is a melody to the vocal. Like there's no,
I don't think it needs it.
Melody in the, it's like rapping.
Do you think that if you dropped I'm Awesome today, would it be bigger now with TikTok versus what it did do when he dropped it?
Yeah, probably. But I think also if I dropped it today, it would have like a little bit of melody to the lyrics so it could last longer. Because I think the thing that made it come and go so fast is that there was no sing-along melody at all to the whole song.
I disagree. I think it was a sing-along song.
It was like a rap-along song, but like good all.
Excuse me.
What's a song that you think has a good melody?
Like God's Plan. Or something.
Okay. She said that she loved.
Like, I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry, is like a melody.
All right. What about you? That
steel
is.
Steel drums.
You're dirty on the 30. It's Hot Radio Maine.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Yeah, every morning.
We have lift tickets for Lost Valley just minutes away in Auburn. You want to ski? You want to snowboard for free? They got night skiing, snowboarding over there. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And since this is our last show of 2023, Tara, what are we going to do today?
We want to know what your New Year's resolution is.
All right.
Wow.
I'm more about action than resolutions.
Well, resolutions are supposed to be.
Isn't it the same thing?
I don't know.
Actions.
I was just quoting the Peloton ride that I did last night that I was confused by.
Oh.
Ooh, I'm in love with that Peloton girl. I don't know her name, but I see her on TikTok all the time.
Which one? There's multiple.
She's not into your type.
I know. What's my type?
Well, I'm just basing it off of the fact that she's dating or married to a woman.
Yeah, but there's multiple Peloton girls.
I know exactly who he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
And she's married to a woman?
Are you talking
about even cooler?
The one that you see? Well, actually, I don't. You're right. There is multiple.
I don't know.
I always see the blonde one.
Yeah, I think she's blonde.
Oh,
but
no,
she's,
I was talking about a different one.
She's like, she always has iced coffee.
I was talking about Jess King.
No, I don't think that's
her. Oh,
the
cold brew girl?
Maybe she's cold brew, yeah.
I think that I'm thinking of the same person.
Is that her?
No.
No.
Hang on. Show me again. No.
No?
That is not her.
Well, now I want to figure out who you're talking about.
I didn't know you Pelotoned.
Yeah.
Is this a new thing?
No, I've had it for a while, but I mean, I obviously haven't been using it for
You've
a
been cranking
bit.
It
I
up.
I think it's her.
It's her.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
Her name is...
Her rides
Kendall.
Are, yeah, Kendall.
Kendall.
Her rides
love
are, her. Her rides are a little intense.
I don't love her enough to get Peloton, but like I like when she pops up on my... Scrolling.
I'm an Alex Toussaint guy. I usually just stick with that. He's got the hip-hop rides. Anyways.
Safe answer.
New Year's resolution. What are you going with?
My resolution is to mind my own business in 2024. And that may come as a shock, but I feel like I let
How things... are we going to do Dirty on a 30?
I mean, celebrities, that's one thing. They're not in my, you know, day-to-day life, but there are certain things that eat me up inside. And then when I think about it, why do I even care? I don't have the answer. So my resolution is to just care less, mind my own business, say, you know what? Doesn't involve me, so I'm not going to go digging.
That's great. I want to take that on as my own, too.
It's going to be really hard. But I
feel like that's
it.
Your main interest.
Is snooping?
Yeah.
I know.
Like drama and snooping.
I know. I don't like to be directly involved in the drama, but I like to know about the drama. But sometimes that drama gives me anxiety and I'm like, well, I asked for it and I need to stop.
So you're okay. Anxiety. You're okay with like hearing the story, but it's the extra steps that you're going to take away. Like when you go home and you start searching the background and Facebook and all that stuff from other people. Right.
And like, I don't know if you're even getting it because it's not so much about drama, but there are certain things, you know, like someone might do something to me that really bothers me. I'm like, why are they acting this way towards me? I don't get it. And then I sit on it and I overthink it and it drives me crazy for a week. I'm trying to let that small stuff go and just be like, I don't know them like that.
But that is
they
your
might be
business.
Having a day.
Like if it involves you, that is your business.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're not
know
trying
like
to
I need a specific
the
example.
Therapist.
I feel like there's one specific thing that happened and you don't want it to. You don't
oh,
want to
no.
stress about it.
No,
this
I feel
year.
Like Ryan knows. I overthink.
It's not about me.
Everything.
DeLon, tell me what's going on.
I think what she's trying to say is not mind her own business. It's more so of not to sweat the small stuff.
Right.
There we go. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
Translated that.
Thank you. I knew he would know because sometimes we'll sit in here and I'll be like, oh my God, like,
and I'm like, just send the email. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. I do think Tara has very few real problems.
That's so sweet of you to say.
I'm sorry.
New Year's resolution for you, Spose. What are you going with?
I was sitting here debating whether to go like, you know, emotional or like just like fitness or something, but I think I could do both. I am trying to commit to, like, I've been going to CrossFit for like a couple years, and I had this girl Nicole who I go with write me up like a nutrition plan, because essentially if you work out you have to eat certain amounts of proteins and fats and like whatever, and she wrote me out this whole plan and I just have never stuck to it. And so like I'm trying to do that, that's like one thing, because I would like to get more, what do you call them, gains from the fitness I do, which has my body sore today because I almost died doing it yesterday. But my other thing, and this is like a New Year's resolution, but maybe a life resolution, is this year has taught me that I've always felt good pretty much from external validation, from like everybody else's
praise
or doing some sort of accomplishment that would make me worthy and worthwhile. And like, if I do this, I am worthy and like whatever. So I'm trying to give myself self-love and self-worth without everyone's external praise and validation. Yeah. So that's my goal for 2020, to love me.
Love you.
To love me.
All right. I like it. 207-807-1104. What's your New Year's resolution? Shoot us a text. Give us a call, and you can be skiing or snowboarding for free at Lost Valley. I'm sticking with the very basic answer of getting my fitness in check, and it's because this will be the last year that I'll be able to say I'm in my 30s.
Whoa.
And B-All so kindly told me the other day, he said, whatever your fitness is in your 40s is most likely what's going to stick with you throughout the rest of your life. So if you're like out of shape in your 40s, you're going to continue to be out of shape for the rest of your life.
Like it's too late to fix it after that.
Yeah, not that you can't, but that's
right.
Statistically speaking, somebody who hits 40 and is out of shape and isn't taking care of themselves will continue on that trend.
So you got 1 year to get it together.
So I got
B-All this. B-All says the clock's ticking.
Yeah, but it's all on B-All. He so kindly reminded me of that yesterday. So that's going to be
brutal.
That's going to be my New Year's resolution.
Shout out B.
207-807-1104. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. And we'll put you in the running for Lost Valley Lift tickets right now. 207-807-1104. Brianna, it's your birthday weekend coming up this weekend.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday. What day is it
on? Thank you. New Year's Eve.
Really? Oh, you're a New Year's Eve baby.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. One of my best friends growing up was born on New Year's Eve.
Great day to celebrate.
For sure. Everybody's partying for your birthday. We're asking everybody what their New Year's resolution is. You got a New Year's resolution or a birthday resolution, I guess?
Just getting everything together in general.
Like life?
I guess life, yeah.
Getting it together, getting 2024.
It together. Get it together, 2024.
The mantra. Natalie from Westbrook, you got a New Year's resolution?
Yes, I do. It's probably not going to stick, but I really hope to start working out.
You just got to stay with it. You can't give up after January ends.
It was good a little bit for this year, but it fell off.
You should start today. Wait for January 1st. Like, go today.
I started yesterday because I wanted to feel like I had completed a solid month before my birthday, because my birthday is at the end of next month.
Yeah, I'm just not that motivated.
I find I had to join like a CrossFit gym, which I actually didn't even know was CrossFit when I had to join a cult. And I literally so there's people there who are like, hey, where were you when you don't show up?
Holding you accountable.
Holding me, because I certainly will not. I just won't go. Like, even yesterday I woke up. It was like, I usually go at 8:30. It was 8:10. I was like, nah, it's a little close. I don't think I'm. And then I was like, it's raining. I'm not going to go. And then I get a text that says, don't let me down, from Sean.
They're holding you accountable.
And so I went.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what you need.
What's the plan for you? What are you thinking? Are you going to a gym? You're going to just do
my college has a really nice gym, so the plan is to actually use it this semester. So.
Yeah, I'm sure you're paying enough money for college, so you might as well take advantage of the facilities.
Get my money's worth.
Yeah. Also good for the physical fitness is skiing and snowboarding. So we're going to put you in the running for the Lost Valley tickets, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Hot Radio Maine, Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon, Tara Fox, and Spose. Kayla, where are you from?
I'm from Wells.
Kayla in Wells.
Shout out Wells, Maine.
Yeah.
Kayla, what is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to make time for things that make me feel good in my head, like therapy. I love writing. I love poetry. Things that I haven't done in years, like since I became a mom and had to work all the time. So that's
good for
what I'm
you.
Making time for. Yeah, thank you.
I like that. A little self-care, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't cost money. That's the thing.
And it's a good hobby, writing.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets it out of your head and you just kind of, it's therapeutic.
Well, therapy can cost money, but the writing part, that's free.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing I'm like letting myself spend some money on. We all need it.
For real.
There you go. How about skiing or snowboarding? Do you find that therapeutic?
Sounds like a no.
Hello?
Hello?
We got her. Do you ski or snowboard?
I snowboard, yes.
All right. Do you find it therapeutic?
It's definitely awesome.
All right. Before we lose you again, I am going to let you know that we are hooking you up with a pair of Lost Valley lift tickets. Congrats.
Yes. Thank you. That's awesome. It's so good.
Congratulations. Trip to the mountain on us. You're going to get to snowboard for free.
That's great. Thank you.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Bo's in here for the last time in 2023.
Wow. It's been a great 2023 with you guys. It especially off the air where we say stuff that would just be huge ratings, but we would also
not have jobs.
Be canceled.
Or advertisers, probably, for that matter. When we came in here, we were talking a little bit about Leave the World Behind.
I'm obsessed. The movie.
I had a moment yesterday where I was trying to make a phone call in this building, which is kind of like a bunker for some reason for cell phone reception.
This building?
Yeah, at points. The further deeper back you go in the building, the tougher the cell phone reception is.
Okay.
So I was in one of the production rooms, and it wasn't even attempting to dial it. I just kept saying, call failed. And then I tried to call a couple different numbers. Maybe it was just that one person. And they were all coming up, call failed, without even ringing, just immediately. And then my mind, because I had just watched it, Leave the World Behind, jumped to the conclusion that
it's happening.
The service is all down. Well, I asked you guys earlier when we were talking about the movie, I was like, I love the apocalypse movies, by the way. But I was like, what would you do? What would be the first thing you do if all the internet, the phones went down, the radios down, the TVs off, you have no way to communicate with anyone? What's the first thing you do?
Well, I wouldn't
know. I guess
know.
It depends on where you are.
I wouldn't know what was happening.
And that's in the movie. I mean, not to give away any much
well,
of it,
happened,
but like,
if it happened right now and we were at work, I guess we'd probably chill for a little while. And then after about an hour, if nothing came back on, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go home and eat some lunch. And then I don't know if I'd get more information along the way, but I'd be out of here in an hour or less.
So once you realize that the apocalypse may be happening, there's something strange, where are you going for safety?
I would go to my dad's and hunker down.
Yeah, I said it off the air that I would go to my dad's too, just because he's the most doomsday preppery generator owning gun man
exactly.
I know. But like, but he's maybe a little too close to civilization, like in Wells. Mm. So it's like, I don't know, man. I might want to be out on a boat or something.
I'm sure there's a Spose fan deep in the woods that will let you hang out in their bunker.
Spose fan deep in the woods, please reach out to me. I will need you to, in the event of an apocalypse. I have 4 kids I got to bring with me. Let's start stocking up on Lunchables now.
I'm definitely.
Sorry, finish your sentence.
I was going to say, I'm definitely dead within the first 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're saying this. The movie is only like a day or two. It's like, imagine how bad it gets in a week or like a couple weeks. But the craziest thing is we don't understand that, like, or I do understand after watching this, like how quickly your information gets isolated to your immediate circle of the people within speaking distance.
Right.
Yeah,
like, you
crazy.
Can't get information. Because we get all our information from the phone or from TV or like whatever. And the information becomes disinformation because they don't know. Maybe they don't want to tell you.
Yeah. It was a thought-provoking movie, I will say. Did you like it? You guys both liked it?
I'm obsessed with it. I'm reading the book now currently.
I loved
it. I'm so inspired. I keep seeing these TikToks that are like, how did you know that you had anxiety? Like, when's the first time you realized you had anxiety? It's people talking about things they did when they were a child. And I feel like this explains me, because since I was a little girl, I have always wanted either a bomb shelter, bunker, or a safe room, like a panic room in my house. Like, that has been on my must have. So now that this movie has come out, I'm like, even more so. Like, I need somewhere that I can go and lock the doors and be safe.
I need to go watch the final episode of Friends, because I gotta be honest, I think what
don't say anything.
Stop.
Don't say anything, because I haven't finished it and I'm watching it through for the first time.
Friends?
And I've seen episodes sporadically, but I truly don't know how it ends and do not
So you're
ruin
literally
it.
Living that girl's life
don't
from the
ruin
movie.
It. Don't
now, all I was gonna say is I don't okay, I was about to ruin a little bit of it.
Yeah, don't spoil it. Maybe it's a
not the movie. I was gonna ruin the end of Friends.
Oh,
no,
oh yeah.
Are
don't.
You kidding?
I don't remember the end of Friends, but
I'm turning off my
I remember Seinfeld. The end of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He
told me about how that ended and I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. I was shocked by that.
I do love the end of this movie though. I will say, without giving away anything.
So I was looking up the reviews on Google, and there's like 92,000 or 9,240 reviews right now, and the majority of them are all one-star reviews. So we all enjoyed the movie, but it seems like a lot of people out there,
they just don't understand.
Absolutely hated. The first review that popped up says, "What a disgrace to the movie industry."
Are you kidding?
No, this movie is so smart. In the like,
it also might have something to do with the fact that the Obamas were producing it, so they might get a little extra added hate there. But I get kind of freaked out because it is an apocalyptic movie, and then you have a former president and his wife signed on as.
And now Mark Zuckerberg is building a bunker.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are...
It's go get sketchy. Your DVDs, people. Go to Bull Moose, stock up on your used DVDs.
My sister got my dad a DVD for Christmas, and he was a little confused by it. And I was like, trust me, you're going to need it.
Last Christmas when the power was out...
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I went to Bull Moose and bought like the Christmas movies on DVD, like Elf and Home Alone, and like the things that are on TV constantly that we just couldn't watch.
For the kids?
Yeah, well, for me too. Yourself, yeah. I mean, I
got to go buy the last couple seasons of King of Queens. That's what I'm binge watching right now.
King of Queens. I just know there's like a meme of him is all I...
Yeah, that's why people are watching it again.
Oh my God.
All right, we'll see you next year. It's hot.
See you next year. It's hot.